Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. China today unveiled their new Clean Your Plate campaign. Talk about the nanny state. This campaign is an attempt to change the ethos of food, the way that the Chinese culture thinks about and values. It's a rewrite of human culture, like much of transhumanism. And it is codified in rules like the N-1 rule, which says you can't even order food for every person there that comes to the restaurant. We'll talk about this in a second. It also installs facial recognition and artificial intelligence in trash cans to detect if you throw away too much food, if you're wasteful, well, your social credit score is going to suffer. All of this is being implemented now. It is a new level of control over what you put in your body and how much. And it is the latest salvo in the food wars, the bid to completely take control over the food production and consumption on this planet, to shift people's diets away from the food we've known and towards this transhumanist, lab-grown, nasty, synthetic food. Let's talk about it. I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer broadcast.
Chinese leader Xi Jinping is urging the country to stop wasting food. Major video platforms in China now say they'll punish users seen wasting food in their content. In recent years, the so-called eating broadcasts have taken the Chinese internet by storm. After Xi's speech on food waste, popular video platforms like Douyin, the Chinese version of TikTok, said they would punish actions that waste food. The platform even added a feature that, when users search for eating broadcasts or Big Stomach Kings, would return notifications that urge the users to reject waste and eat reasonably. China state-run media, CCTV, also called out the live streamers for wasting food in their broadcasts. These live streamers are now taking a step back. Two celebrities with over 10 million fans on social media have since deleted the phrase Big Stomach King from their usernames. A live streamer who once barbecued an entire camel and with over 10 million fans on social media platforms quietly took down all of his videos. And it's not just pop culture. China's top legislative body says it's working on legislation that reduces food waste.
And this new plan that's been unveiled is really interesting at a number of different levels, including the ones I've mentioned, but also because we are really turning the corner now, ladies and gentlemen, to where it's clear that food is the weapon of choice for the establishment and that they are making their play right now. We've seen the cities in the US stockpiling. We've seen China stockpiling and now telling you to stop wasting food. And while this has been codified, like I've covered for years now, by the United Nations and their IPCC land report that we need to target food waste, now it's all actually coming to fruition now under the guise of the pandemic. Let's dig into this a little bit. President Xi Jinping saying that food waste is shocking and distressing, and we need to foster a social environment where waste is shameful and thriftiness is good. You see, it's actually explicit social engineering. It's not this subtle, we do things and we provide cute. No, but we're telling you, hey, stop it. Think about food differently. In fact, down here, it's your fault. They make it clear, it's your fault we're having food security problems. Experts say the world indeed faces a food shortage, but for China, the real threat isn't epidemics. It's not floods. It's you. It's your wasteful nature. And just to rub it in even further, consumers are responsible for food security, and you should be aware of it. I actually agree with that statement. We are responsible for our own food security, and we should be growing our own food because these people do not have our best interests at mind. The food system is being collapsed. It's a controlled demolition. Let's talk more about how they plan to instill this new ethos into the billions of Chinese people. And here's really a key critical part right here. Chinese President Xi stressed the need to maintain at all times a sense of crisis around food. There is no crisis, he says in one moment. And yet at the same time, we do need to maintain that sense of crisis at all times just because we don't want to be wasteful. See, it's very sly how they're introducing this food crisis here. The Clean Plate campaign comes after Mr. Xi highlighted the COVID-19 had sounded the alarm on food waste. It comes after weeks of mass flooding across China, which have left farms wrecked, ruining tons of produce. They've amped up their corn purchases. And while the media around the world has been talking about, is China in trouble? They have been trying to downplay that them. As well, state TV has been criticizing live streamers who film themselves eating large amounts of food. This is more pernicious social engineering, and I'll come back to that. Let's talk about this N-1 system. Restaurants are being forced to implement a system where groups must order one dish less than the number of diners. Under the system called N-1, a group of 10 people, for example, can only order 9 dishes. You can't order your own dish. I'm laughing. It sounds laughable because it's so ridiculous to think of the idea that you can't even order food for everyone at the table. But this is real, and it's happening now. They're clamping down on the food supply. They are signaling that we're going into food shortages. It's going to take some getting used to in a country where you usually fill the table. Some people ask the question, what if I go to a restaurant alone? Can I only order 0 dishes? How is this supposed to work? China's also been working with social media companies there to add special technology to their platforms that detects and restricts users from posting pictures of themselves eating too much food. I'm not making this up. From the South China Morning Post, China's online eating shows are under scrutiny after state media criticism of food waste. And we read here about this phenomenon. It's something called mukbang, where apparently people prepare and eat tremendously large dishes of food. I'm not really into it. I wasn't even aware of it, but I support everyone's ability to speak. You know, free speech should be valued and protected no matter how large the serving. Now, though, quote, if users search certain keywords such as eating show or competitive eaters on some of these short video platforms, a cautionary message appears above the search results. Please cherish food and keep a reasonable diet, says your device. People, say no to food waste. It's pretty amazing that technology guides you towards this new ethos that the communists are installing. The scrutiny comes amid a call by Xi Jinping on Tuesday to end the country's shocking and distressing problem of food waste amid a challenging economic environment. In response, Chinese video platforms were quick to clean up the offending videos. Quote, the platform will now penalize food wasting behavior when spotted. We call on our users to treasure food. You just can't make this stuff up right now. A little bit more. Today, about 50% of the 155,000 users of Weibo that were surveyed said that while we enjoy watching mukbang, I would generally say no to food waste. I don't support wasting food. But you see what's being done here. The new restrictions, you can't order food for everyone at the table. You can't show yourself eating a lot of food on social media or your credit score will suffer. It all aligns with the UN IPCC regulations about shifting people's expectations towards food, changing what they eat and apparently how much of it. Obesity campaigns like Boris Johnson coming out and saying, I got COVID because I was too fat, and that's why I'm unveiling UK's new obesity restrictions and saying you can't market candy or sweets or pizza to children because it's bad, like cigarettes now. Again, all of this flows from that IPCC report. And I've covered this extensively because it all rots from the head down, right? It comes out from this top report. It then flows into the EU's farm-to-fork strategy. It flows also into the Rockefellers here in the US, the Reset the Table. I've covered each of these. I know it's boring for some people, but I've covered these things in depth because these are the people that are in control over the food system, and they're rewriting it right now. They're writing the rules, like you can only order 9 meals for 10 people. It's right here, dietary change. This is that same report, the UN IPCC report. Dietary change reduced food waste. We knew these things were coming, and that's why I picked out South Korea as their pilot program for food rate waste, their prototype. South Korea has already reduced their food waste to almost zero. Here's how. First, they started saying you have to throw food waste away in these special little bags, which cost $6. For the record, this is a food waste tax. And then they've also done some additional things. But it turns out China's been building this now since last year when they started employing artificial intelligence and facial recognition in their trash cans. So that if you come up and you throw away something that violates the policy, too much food waste, recycled into the wrong bin, whatever the case is, we are going to detect it. It says right here, quote, trash bins with facial recognition software can tag citizens and reward them or punish them for sorting correctly or incorrectly their trash, respectively. It's just an astonishing control grid that's being created all around us. And there's something even more interesting about this. South Korea has also started taking that food waste, rather than those little baggies, and recycling it into other things, or upcycling it, as they call it now. Each resident provided with these electronic identification tags when you're disposing of waste. Now we have facial recognition. We don't need your tags anymore. And the food waste is either dried for compost or turned into animal feed. That's right, animal feed. And they consider you an animal. In fact, here we just read about a $9 million round closing for this startup, Atomo. Even in this bad economy, and we have to start saving our food now because of the global economic collapse. But here's $9 million, guys. Why don't you go figure out how to upcycle trash and turn it into coffee that people will drink? That's exactly what Atomo does. Based on the incredible success of fake synthetic lab-grown meat, we've decided to start working on coffee without the bean. What does that even mean, guys? Let's read about it. Well, due to sustainability concerns over all those carbon emissions from the coffee growing and production facility, I mean, after all, Americans drink 450 cups a day. Coffee's bigger than beef. We've got to get rid of it. We gotta get rid of it. That's the whole goal here. We're rewriting the world food supply. We've already seen what the alternative meat industry did for the food revolution. This is only the beginning of disruptive innovation in the coffee industry. There is a food waste play here, with the team prioritizing this reverse engineering of coffee's aroma, flavor, color, caffeine, and mouthfeel using upcycled ingredients. For those of you not paying attention at home, upcycled means, quote, foods using ingredients that otherwise would not have gone to human consumption. They are procured and produced using verifiable supply chains. Remember the blockchain supply chain we're introducing, and they have a positive impact on the environment. So this upcycling of food waste and turning it into coffee, they're going to turn it into other things that you consume in ways you don't know. Remember, we've got the USDA removing their labeling requirements. We've got Harvard petitioning the FDA to not even bother labeling lab-grown meat as anything other than beef or chicken. They just want to lie to you about the fact that food is no longer food anymore. This is it's a theme here, ladies and gentlemen. And here he is asking the question, will regulators, that it's the exact same question, will regulators allow this recycled, upcycled food waste to be called coffee? If they're able to fool you, if they can take trash and make it feel and taste and have caffeine in it, can they lie to your face? Well, we welcome that debate. Say these jerks, say these deceivers, these absolute practitioners of lying. Let's continue. I ask, what is coffee to you? Coffee has a flavor and an aroma that originates from a bean, but it doesn't have to. Yes, it does. That's what coffee is. It's a plant. It produces beans. We roast them. We drink. Yes, it does. Coffee is defined as the plant. It is not some trash that you colored and added caffeine to it and sold with the word coffee on it. I'm getting pretty upset with these people who think that they can produce anything in a lab, and now that they can fool people sufficiently, now that their simulacra is sufficiently advanced that they can convince people, then we'll just lie to them. Then they won't find it. I mean, it's just astonishing, this logic. These people are divorced from reality. So ladies and gentlemen, I best step back and just remind us that that's where we are now. We have the Chinese government saying that we need to completely rewrite Chinese culture so that we can reframe the way we think about food. It's much more valuable. We can't waste this much food. You can now only order 8 meals for the 9 people at your table. You can't order food for everyone anymore. And you can't throw it away or else your social credit score will suffer. And that food that is wasted We're going to turn into food and we serve it to you. We're going to feed this trash back to you. That's where we are now, ladies and gentlemen. And it's obvious that this synthetic campaign is going global. It's going around the world right now. We see Walmart getting rid of the McDonald's is pulling out of Walmart, and Walmart is pulling in Impossible Foods plant-based burgers. The substitution is happening in real time, rapidly, all around you right now. KFC, forget the chicken. We're just going to 3D print chicken nuggets now. They're just, it's a revelation now. They're dropping the veil on everything that's been going on. And at the same time, we see states like China acknowledging we all need to be thinking about this food crisis. We see Seattle stocking to the roof food for the oncoming food crisis. It turns out Chicago announced months ago that they have turned the arena there into a giant food storage facility. Now that it's, you know, we have conveniently these giant stadiums that no one's playing sports in, we might as well fill them with food for the oncoming food shortages, because this is how they will get people to start eating that fake synthetic trash. Is they're going to starve people out. Here it is, United Center acting as a storage facility for the Greater Chicago Food Depository. I just can't get over that picture. It just blows my mind. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I hope this has been somewhat insightful, although I did get a little emotional, about because of the speed at which this is all being rolled out. We're rewriting culture. We're telling you not to eat as much food, and we're going to start feeding you what you throw away. It's just astonishing. You can find this report and all my reports on iceagefarmer.com. And if you value this broadcast, please also support it at iceagefarmer.com/support. There's a few different ways you can help out up there, and it is very genuinely appreciated. All right, folks, let's go grow abundant food, raise wonderful animals, and build great things. Thanks for watching and spreading the word, and be well.